If you hear us in the background, we getting down. Yep. In Jesus' name. Because he said follow him. That's what we do every morning. We follow him. Because we're based on faith, family, friends, and fun here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. My babies are in studio.
They don't look like babies.
Looking, oh, Lord, yes.
You're taking this interview in a different direction.
Heaven has come to us on earth once again. Yes. Are these God's angels like Charlie's angels?
Yes, they are God's angels, and they are the sweetest. Miss Heather. Ooh,
hey.
Miss Karima.
Yeah.
And my Ebony.
Hola.
They woke up like that, huh?
Yes, they did. Like that, yes, they did. I can attest to, look, we've been on tour together. I can attest that they definitely wake up like that. They wake up sweet. I love them so much. I'm so very proud. Let me start saying, for those of you who are listening, we are in studio with Virtue, and I just named the lovely ladies, and I'm just excited that the music is back.
Yes,
so are we.
Yeah.
We can't express how excited we are because, you know, when you're in it for so long and then it just stops,
right?
And you're like, okay, God, I'm all right. What next? So we kind of figured we'd wait because we've been offered, like, you know, a lot of different opportunities, but they just were not right. And we would always pray as sisters, and we talk like 10 times a day anyways.
Yeah.
So like, you know what, y'all, we should pray in the morning and just, you know, for direction and stuff. And God was like, it's time.
Yeah,
it is time. So when we were presented the opportunity, it was a question at first, you know, amongst us.
Yeah.
So we took a couple of weeks to pray or so, and we're like, okay, let's do it. And the label that we signed to, it's so funny how God places people in your life.
Yeah.
This same guy, my mom was a single parent in New Orleans raising us. I mean, we had nothing, but we didn't know that. So it was okay.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, in church, there's always activities and stuff.
Yes.
So we could not afford to do a lot of the stuff because it was just my mom.
Yes.
And every time. And yes, it's six of us. Yeah. We're just the latter three. But, you know, we were always able to do it. And we didn't know or understand how or why.
Yeah. By faith.
Somebody was giving anonymously.
Wow.
That same guy.
Look at God.
That signed us.
God was the one.
Is the one.
Yes. Oh! Yes!
We have
chills because we just talked about that in the points of power.
Wow.
How God's provision is so amazing. You don't ever have to think about what's coming next because he works the end from the beginning.
Yes.
So everything in our lives has already been manifested in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to have the faith to manifest
it
here on the earth.
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
I'm just like, you are preaching.
You just reminded me of something that I read a long time ago, and this author was saying how we have all these gifts that God is just waiting to give us. She was in heaven in her dream, and she said, what are all those gifts? And he said, those are all the things that you just never asked me for.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
There. I
that
already provided it. Yeah,
that
it was
yours. Right.
Yeah. That's a word, man.
Yeah.
I received that.
What do y'all feel you bring different this time from the first time as far as the maturity level, you know, with singing and writing? And
I think you just said it.
Yeah.
I mean, just time being away, God just... experience is just such a great teacher, and just living, like, you know, I didn't understand why my mama was shouting in church, and you know, you have your own, once you start growing and just living life and going through experiences, and in the time that we've been gone, we have all grown so much and just experienced life kind of happened. We have lost three people that are very close to us in the time that we're gone, back to back. In 3 years we lost my dad, my grandmother, and my sister, our older sister, to us. So, I mean, it's terrible, but when you go through things, it just makes your testimony and your experience that much more powerful. So I think God is just really growing us up.
And the writing. Have you noticed your maturation in your writing?
Because
I remember you guys were writing, and I was like, Heather, you know, you're a writer. You can do this. And then Ebony's like, I don't think I can write. Yes, you can. Your experience.
Sure you can.
Yeah, sure you can. Do you live life? Do you have experiences?
Write it
and
down.
I think that's the thing, too, Karima, that we have to encourage young people with. Don't think that because your name is not Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis or Rodney Jerkins or this one, that you don't have a story to convey.
Everyone has a story. Everyone. before we did the before we came back, I was, you know, I don't tell anybody my business because it's not anybody's business.
Yes,
but
you're right.
I went through a divorce.
Right, right.
And I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just prayed. Every time I think about it, I just want to cry because God has, he gave me the gift of writing that I didn't even really know that was in me. I was able to write on a solo project.
Yes.
That was in the meantime. That got me through.
Yeah, exactly.
But I missed my sister. So I was like, okay, God, yes. I know this is this. But the whole point is he gave me 18 songs.
I know.
I mean, like, I was going through. Like,
I know.
So I could write about this, and, you know. So I know that it's in everyone. You just have to, you know,
trust God.
Trust him. Trust him. Yeah. It will come out.
Yeah.
So
well, we're excited. Virtue joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Got a brand new single.
Yes.
And so we're going to step away for a second and come back and talk a little bit more about the brand new single that you ladies have. It's good to see Virtue doing it again. Yes. Looking so beautiful. I mean, the way God designed stuff.
Well, I can see it in your face.
I mean, it's a happy moment, Rev. Happy, Rev. I just want to follow them everywhere they go, but I think they call that stalking.
Yeah, it is. And it's a federal offense.
You can't do that. Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Yeah.
Marcus D. Wiley.
A.V.
All right, man. We'll continue our conversation with the lovely ladies known as Virtue.
Virtue. Virtuous.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Ever. Karima. Ever. So Ebony.
Ever so much.
Joining us on the show. Ladies, once again, you really, you know, we don't like to use the word welcome back because it's not, you've really not been gone. But,
right.
You know, God has had you in a different season and doing some writing now. And God has brought you ladies back together to sing again. What do you look forward to most now that you're back on the scene? What do y'all look forward to most?
Most forward to just being on the stage and just ministering, just singing, mm-hmm. just on the stage with my sisters. That's and awesome. Just happy and just seeing all the people, just yay, just excited about it.
Yeah. Because how many years has it been since y'all performed together live?
It's been almost 9 years since
about nine years.
Yeah, but we've been singing off and on mm-hmm. during our break, but
right.
Not for real, for real.
Yeah. Speaking of for real, brand new single entitled You Are. Tell us about this. And who wrote the song, first of all? Who has the penmanship?
Well, we don't have the penmanship, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard this song. It was like the first song that we heard right after we signed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a young guy, Taylor Hill. And it's he co-wrote it with another girl.
Okay.
Out of New York, and he had just moved to LA, and we heard the song, and we said, who wrote that? Because mm-hmm. it's just so powerful. It's simple, mm-hmm. but it's powerful, and it just spoke to us. We kept singing it over and over and over again. It just got in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So we recorded. It was the first song we recorded, too.
Yeah. When we first heard it, it was like, I like this. Virtue is here.
Yeah.
They have arrived. Well, let's get into it. It's the latest single from Virtue entitled You Are. Minutes before the top of the hour on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
It's like I'm climbing up this mountain, but my strength's too weak to make it to the top. It's like I'm trying to run a marathon with no legs or feet, hoping that I won't drop. It's like I'm swimming in the ocean with nowhere to breathe, no one to rescue me. Every second without you, I just can't do this without you. So when the world says yes, Lord, I'll say no. And when it's trouble all around me, I know I have some place to go. You give me victory, you've got my whole life in your hands. I want the you are, you
Feel it, man. Feel it.
You're my God.
That's what I like. It's harmony right there. Virtue, you are. I like that.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Do it. Do it.
Yes, yes.
You fit right in with the ladies known as Virtue.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you think we ought to get them to do something live? They sound like they wanted to sing something live. Right there. I mean, it sound like it was the way that they came in on the end of that song.
It's just so natural.
Yeah?
Well, Reverend, yeah. Well, Reverend Etan Yolanda.
I know. I really want to tell them stop, but it's really.
No, so good.
Yeah, it's
so
like happy. Half gone.
And I'm a tad bit jealous because yeah. She gives us everything but
right.
This.
Yeah,
oh,
she
thanks, y'all.
Yeah, she don't let us get
oh,
sick.
She left
thank
it for
y'all,
oh, she
left it for
oh, no, I thought they was just moving by the.
No.
Yeah.
We would not have.
I didn't know. That's why I was over. I was looking, but I was like, okay. But yeah.
Here's my question. Well, first of all, y'all wanted to shout out some people right mm-hmm. quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I want to shout out my school, G.E. Peters,
yay.
In Hyattsville, Maryland, who's listening. Thank you to my principal thanks. Alberty, and all the kids. They're my first grade superstars.
All right.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know you were a teacher.
We have to shout out.
I'm a teacher. I teach first grade. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
sorry.
Guess I should
teach
say hi
some.
To all my students, too.
Yeah.
I teach.
You teach, too?
That's
I teach
right.
music
man.
At Hoover Christian what? School. I don't know if they're listening.
Where was all these beautiful teachers back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, y'all didn't have these.
We didn't have these type of teachers back in the
my
day.
My God, you missed out.
I had old Miss. Watch this. I had old Miss Williams back in the day. I had nothing this year.
My Spanish teacher.
Yeah. Looking something like these, lady.
Yes, Miss Longoria.
Yeah. God bless you, Rev.
And every time she say Marcos.
Yeah. Look at DJ Revelation say, I remember. Yeah.
Revelation. Remember. But yeah. Here's my question, ladies. You're back. You're singing. You're doing your thing. What's up at the crib? Are y'all cookers or fixers?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my
do you cook or do you fix?
I know they can eat.
So what?
Oh, we can eat. But we cook.
We cook.
We love we to cook.
We're yeah. from New Orleans. We,
oh, yeah.
We throw down.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, New Orleans.
We throw down.
Y'all what's
y'all
your
can
favorite?
Do gumbo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've made
vegetarian gumbo.
No, I've made.
Well, she's
made.
Vegetarian, but.
Okay. Oh, you're vegetarian.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you fix as a vegetarian?
Well,
what?
At my house, pretty good. I have four kids.
Okay.
And they all have food allergies. So.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
My house has a special diet. No yeah. nuts, no dairy, no.
Wow. Oh,
fish.
Yeah.
We won't be over there.
Yeah, we just going to visit you.
Yeah,
for like.
But I still make it taste good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cook any desserts? Is that?
Yeah, I make like vegan cupcakes and.
I've never had a vegan cupcake.
It tastes good. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, we got to go by there and get some cupcakes.
Reverend?
Yeah.
A vegan cupcake?
Yeah, we got to
yes.
go by there
and no,
get
some
cupcakes.
Come into the light.
Come
yeah.
to the light?
Yeah.
It's good. It's not okay. bad.
So, you know, gumbo is good. What else?
Vegan gumbo.
Oh, Karima makes
she makes
fabulous
everything.
Salmon. This salmon that she makes.
Yeah, she's yeah. known for it.
Everybody raves girl. Over the salmon.
Your greens girl.
Oh, yeah. Collards, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you like them collards?
Sweet potatoes, sweet yeah. potato pie.
What about
apple pie?
Do you turn up?
You know what? I just made a pot of turnips the other day.
Okay. I don't do turnips.
Turnip and mustard greens. I bought them from a from a farmer's market, and they were delicious.
I'm a kale
They
girl.
Were good.
Kale and collards.
You like
good.
That kale?
Kale and collards.
Yeah. I like that kale.
I like kale, too.
Yeah. Down
south
for
real. All the holidays, we're usually together, so we always designate.
Well, she makes apple pie, homemade apple pie.
It's oh, wow.
Good. Well, so, usually I just cut the vegetables up and get on out of the way.
That's you good
Heather,
after that,
yeah,
huh?
Heather coming
so,
at that.
So what is it like a typical holiday in your household? What is it like? Do you guys get around sing, you know, Christmas carols and all that stuff?
Yeah, we have to meet all on kids.
Yeah, we
They all sing for us.
Yeah, it's a bunch of us. Yeah.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
And so, shout out to my sister, Dion.
Woo!
Dion, she just got married.
She just got married?
Yeah, New Orleans on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Yep. So how many sisters are there? Sisters and brothers are all
well,
together?
Well, it's six of us. Well, it was six of us, but we lost one of our sisters. Mm-hmm. So we have another sister and a brother. Older brother. Hey,
brother.
George.
Hey, Peter.
Do they sing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dion sings. Dion sound like Anita Baker.
Yeah.
Dion won a Anita Baker contest. And,
Come on with it. I like that.
Yeah, and she won a contest in New Orleans. She was
there. V, they look TV ready.
They do.
Do y'all have
all
any
the time.
Television aspirations? Because
y'all
looking good. Ready for TV.
Y'all could do it one of those talk shows.
That'd
had
be
a
loved.
Talk and all that stuff.
Yeah,
That's what I told I told Ebony. I would love to have a talk show like The Real.
Yes.
You like The Real?
Yes, I love The Real.
What's a real topic y'all would talk about on the show? What would be part of the first topic that the ladies would like to
that's a good question.
Talk on?
Gospel fashion. Purple suits. Snakeskin shoes that are blue.
All the fashion don'ts.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how y'all gonna come out. Virtue joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Y'all like the blue snakeskin shoes? Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
The ones with the eyes on.
Buy my husband some Skippy. I'm getting you some, okay?
Ooh. That's his name, Skippy.
He said the ones with the eyes on them.
Yeah. The ones with the eyes
on. Yeah. Looking at me.
Is it anything in the industry you would change if you could, if you'd like to see changed, you know? Because people use it, come like, well, I wish we wouldn't do things this way or that way. Is there anything y'all like to see different?
We need more togetherness. For years it has always been or felt like a competition. Mm-hmm. Not for us, because we just enjoy it for the, you know, pure, like, just what we do. We love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to just more togetherness. Yeah. More, like, you know, helping people and given that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Yeah. We got you back.
Yeah.
So I would like to see that happen. Just
I would like to
unity.
See less AM stations.
We need a bunch more of those. So FM, we'll take it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, more.
Yeah.
Like,
and all over. Yeah, all over the place.
I mean,
gospel
people spend so much time in studios making records and only to hit, you know, AM stations where it's all. But that's all good. I mean, AM
and
stations.
And it's all love for all of them.
All
in
love. Yes.
Yeah. But we need, I mean, it would be a good thing, you know, because the way the gospel music is, we see the industry, we see the revenue, you know, the popularity of it now is a lot different from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it now, how much access we have to television and shows and stuff, the stages that we didn't get an opportunity back in the days.
Exactly.
Now it's totally different, award shows and everything else. So it would be a good idea.
We appreciate the support of the industry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that goes well.
I would just say more, I mean, less being in the four walls of like, we sing gospel or this is, you know what I mean? Just for music, for it to be music that everybody
music.
Can enjoy and play it on. All stations. Yeah, I mean, I know that's a work in progress, but
It's working. It's a good one though. Virtue is hanging out with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Y'all gonna stick around a little bit more?
Yeah.
All right.
We ain't like got nothing to do. But
we like looking at
y'all. Get some vegan cupcakes.
Yeah, we got to get the vegan cupcakes and some of the collard greens.